Doc, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How's it going?
It's going well. Kevin, as you heard, was at the Kiss concert last night. I figured you'd be there too, but I guess you didn't make it.
Yeah. No, I was kind of Billy Joe, Elton John.
We got to show you a picture of Kevin with his 9-inch platform shoes and makeup, but that'll be for another day. Meanwhile, we have a few questions from our audience, your fans, and before we do that, I want to ask you, are there any unusual issues because it has been so warm for so long now into the fall, even though that's about to change this weekend?
No, I think mostly that happens with the farm animals, the horses, things like that. You get the change of weather, and then they might start drinking less, and then that used to be what we called the colic season. Anytime you had change of seasons and they start drinking less, you saw more colics, which is a big belly ache in a horse. It's a very serious condition. So always just make sure those horses are drinking their water, and sometimes a salt lick will help, and other little tricks that you can use to get them to drink more water. And then sometimes you just have to hold back on the pellets and give them more hay, and then they won't colic.
Well, that's good information, and I would imagine we have to have a tick reference, so there's probably more insects and bugs overall, too, which bug the animals.
True, and we were talking about that before, that after we get maybe 5 frosts where, you know, it's down there below freezing where they can start to affect some of these ticks, we'll see maybe some less numbers, but there's so many. You walk out 10 yards in the woods, you come back, you better be checking yourself for ticks, because there's just so many ticks, it's hard to, you can't avoid them.
All right, we've got Claudia in Pitt. Karen wants to know, Dr. Mike, can you give bathing advice for a dog with allergies, please? I read that too many baths can cause dry skin, and further, it's itchiness.
Yeah, so dry skin from allergies, and you specified allergies, so, and that is very common this time of year. To look for dry skin in a dog, just push their fur away and look it down at the skin level, and you see flakes and things like that, and that does contribute to the itchiness. There are underlying causes, but if you're going to use a medicated bath for that, just look for one that has oatmeal that you leave on them, or they have these anti-itch shampoos that have some medicines in them too. If they have infections on their skin, your veterinarian can direct you there. But something that has a good emollient, like oatmeal, if you leave it on for 10 minutes, it helps to moisturize the skin. And those are very safe to use every day if you have to. Those won't cause dry skin. But you're correct. If you use, and don't use human shampoos, if you use something like Head and Shoulders because you see flaky skin, your dog's going to get worse, way worse, because that for animals, and that will make them drier. So good question. Just look for one that has a natural emollient in it, like oatmeal. That's a very good one.
Dear Dr. Mike, can you share any tips with our granddaughter that may help her choose a veterinary career over a human medicine career? We're hoping for a short reply. I love that. My entire family agrees on only one thing. You will always be our animal's vet. Bless you, Nana and Grandpa in Bakerstown.
Well, thanks, Nana and Grandpa. I think I know who you are. But the favorite question, you know, I always ask children when they come in and they tell me they want to be a veterinarian. I go, why? And they go, I love animals. And I say, well, every animal that I see comes in with a person. So you have to love people, too. And that's, it's a wonderful job for the people and the animals. It's a lifetime of learning. I mean, there's many, many career options. It's not just clinics. You can work for pharmaceutical companies. You can work for the government. There's many, many opportunities in this field. It's a very good salary. I could talk all day about it. Short answer. So I'm just one of these guys that just loves the people, the animals, and a lifetime of learning. You just never stop learning in this field.
And we have Darlene and Alex from Crafton who want to know, any tips for giving a cat fluid under his skin? He has a kidney disease, and the vet said with fluids, a proper kidney diet, he can live quite some time. However, he's not happy with us trying to give him fluids every day.
Yeah, that can be a chore, especially in cats and dogs too. But they have these great cat restraint bags, and they're multifunctional. You can clip their nails. You can groom them easy. You can actually give them, you can wash them. You can bathe them. But they have little openings where you can give the fluids too without getting bitten or scratched. And believe it or not, with repetition, they get used to it. They get very, very good at it. And then after a while, you probably don't need the bag anymore. But, just look them up. They're called cat restraint bags, and I like the mesh ones, the ones that you can, you know, they have little windows in them where you can put their paw, clip their nails, or you can open it up over their back and they can't get out. So you can keep their business end away from you while you're giving them the fluids. And that will help flush the kidneys, and it's something that can extend their life expectancy with kidney disease. So I agree with your vet, and try one of those bags. I think it'll be a lot better for you and a lot easier.
And you can go to drmikehutchinson.com. Great podcast there available at your fingertips, animalgeneral.net. We have a link at kdkradio.com. Doc, always good to talk to you, and I'll look forward to seeing you next week.
I'm looking forward to it, too. And how could I miss becoming a vet, the community interaction? Look what we get to do every week. So love this profession.
Well, and it shows in everything you do, and that's why we appreciate you so much. Have a great weekend.
You, too. Thank you.